Joining me now is Veronique DeRughi. She is a senior fellow at the Mercatus Institute, Vero, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
We just heard about this survey. Talk to us about this infrastructure bank, because we've been hearing it for a few months now, and it's pretty vague as to what it would be anyway.
Well, yeah, it is very vague and we don't have much details. But one of the things that we know for sure is, as you said, this is just basically another stimulus repackaged to basically sell it to the American people who said we don't want more spending. We want spending cuts. Maybe the most important thing is, like, it should really give taxpayer a pause, because this is the Fannie Mae model applied to public work. And you and I, we know how effective that has been with housing.
You know, Vero, I also got the impression, because lately when they've talked about allowing the repatriation of corporate profits made abroad, which could be anywhere from $1.5 to $2 trillion, mm-hmm. My impression is that the administration may have eyes on that, maybe hijacking that money to fund the infrastructure bank and then telling taxpayers, hey, this isn't coming out of your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I mean, it gives the illusion that, you know, this is a public-private partnership like we had with Freddie and Fannie. But the reality is that this debt, which will be issued and probably to issue grants and loans to the states, will actually be backed and implicitly guaranteed by the federal government. And if there's any problem, and we know with infrastructure spending, there's gigantic costs over on waste, fraud, and abuse, that it will cost taxpayer a lot of money. I think, you know, as the judge said earlier, I mean, it is time to rethink how we think about infrastructure spending. And it is not necessarily the job of the federal government. This function should be devolved to the states, or better yet, actually to the private sector, without this guarantee.
You know, Vero, I know, listen, I can't believe it, but still, proponents of this point to Europe as an example of how it has succeeded. I mean, is there some sort of infrastructure bank in Europe that's actually working?
Well, no, so it doesn't work this way, but I think we can look at Japan. And in Japan, one of the things that we know is that they have beautiful roads like Europe has. They have beautiful roads, but they have gigantic amount of debt, and the spending has been highly politicized, right? And we know, one of the things that we know is that this is likely to be the case with this Washington-centric type of proposal. So, for instance, instead of actually giving loans to projects that would run a profit or that would be useful, they would be looking at actually projects that could employ people who are unemployed, basically fill gaps for income inequality, and all sorts of actually, you know, goals which aren't supposed to be the goal that we're pursuing.
Despite the warning and the heads up you're giving us right now, is it more than likely that this will definitely be a part of the president's agenda when he speaks next Thursday?
Well, listen, we've had a horrible job report yet again, and lawmakers want to do things. And they're going to find a way to spend more money, and this seems like a way to package it in a way that doesn't sound like more stimulus. But you know, and these guys have no ideas. They can't think outside of the box. They've been doing this for 3 years. Actually, make it 20 years. Every president is in each state of the union and message to the president, talking to us about how they're going to create jobs by investing in America. It doesn't work. Right. Let's do something else.
Well, Veronique, I really hope they do, because you know what? The proof is in the pudding. You mentioned this morning's jobs report number. That probably is an exclamation point to the 20 years of failed policy you just talked about. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you for having me. All right.